here are a few of the miscellaneous changes in Bill 2321. The Legacy Local Storm Report LSR application has been removed. If you haven't already, you should start using a web application or a local app for your LSRs. Non-dedicated radar connections have reduced products that filter out the SBN product requests. They've added the SBC Day 4 to 8 probability of severe thunderstorms to the NSEP Hydro menu. The NSHARP tool in the Tools menu now supports multiple soundings. You can use the NSHARP resource map to select the soundings that you wish to have available in NSHARP. The AWIPS Interactive Reference, AIR, Reference on Product, VLAB searches are going to work again for you now that the URLs have been fixed. A new multicolor TAF station plot that is sampleable is now available from the Upper Air menu. See the job sheet for more on the display. The GFE-based heat risk prototype that has been used in Western Region for over 5 years to create grids of heat risk is in the process of being integrated into 2321. It's expected to be added in a dash release shortly after deployment begins. With 2321, heat risk is expanding CONUS-wide and transitioning to experimental status. The heat risk cron jobs and GFE procedures use MAX-T and MIN-T forecast grids, NDFD resolution daily prism temperature grids, NCEI point-based 1991 to 2020 daily climatological normals, and gridded CDC modeled heat health thresholds to create heat risk grids for each 24-hour period within the upcoming 7-day forecast period. For more information on heat risk, see the link to the webinar up in the Resources tab in the top right, and keep an eye out for regional heat risk webinars beginning in the spring of 2024.